This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
His name is Dan. He hails from the Adelaide Mail, South Australia's other fake news source. And Dan, what a juicy week we have.
So much juice.
Let's start with this, because the Advertiser has been ranking a whole bunch of social media influencers, our favourite TikTokers, our great Instagrammers, and we have to ask, in our very first, we actually can't tell if it's real moment, has Adelaide Mail been named by rival news outlet The Advertiser as a star of Instagram?
Yes, we actually have, but you know, we must warn you, you should never believe anything you read in either of our papers. Yeah. So look, we'll just leave it at that one. But no, we were on Footy Classified last night, for real, apparently. Oh. I haven't watched the replay yet, but I can't be bothered sitting through more than 5 seconds of that terrible, terrible show. So
you angered David Kosh, right?
Yeah, we actually did. Our best quote is now, I take offence to David Kosh. So we're very happy we've offended Koshy in the week of the showdown.
How did you offend him?
Generally, how we offend most people, just mocking everything that anyone loves in this state.
Yeah, great.
They did their mock-up of the Prison Bar Guernsey, but the Crows version of it, and he has not liked that at all.
Oh, God. I see why you didn't watch the show to tune in.
If we can't win the game, let us win the banter, okay?
Hey, I like that. Now, Hollywood star Russell Crowe has been in town this week. We want to know, though, was it a tourist trip or was the NRL tragic here to resurrect the great Adelaide Rams?
Yes, the Rams!
go the Rams. Yeah, look, he looked around for the Rams, couldn't find anything. And after, you know, chucking a few phones off the Southern Expressway, he turned his sights to AFL. So it's no longer going to be the Camry Crows. He's going to buy out the team and they'll be called the Russell Crows, which I think has a great ring to it.
I like it. Now, news this week is that the Mount Barker District Council has planned to divert $70,000 in ratepayers' money to the Adelaide Festival. What kind of return can you expect for that kind of outlay?
Probably still not a decent transport system too, and from Mount Barker from Adelaide is all I'm saying.
Now, I can't believe this myself, but IKEA is dropping its own streetwear line.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are there any SA businesses that you reckon would do well to follow suit?
Of course. There's actually going to be a new discount variety store dropping a streetwear range, and rumour is it's going to be so popular they're even going to be changing the name of the store itself.
Right.
It will be now called Cheap As Drips. So I think, you know, that's going to be great. Get all your drips from the $2 man.
Love it. Love a little bit of wordplay. That's what we can always rely on Adelaide Mail for. We do have the showdown this weekend. Let's end on that little bit of sport. The Advertiser have once again absolutely tapped out their quota of pre-showdown Ramsgate Hotel mentions this week. It gets a run every bloody time. Did the Adelaide Mail put anything together?
It does get a run every single time, but with no new information. It's just the same story rehashed since, you know, 2004, you know, since then. But no, the Adelaide Mail haven't run anything because due to court orders, we haven't been allowed within 200 metres of the Ramsgate Hotel since 2007, not after the incident in court matters.
I love a little bit of mystery. Let's leave it there. AdelaideMail.com and all the social platforms where you can catch some of the up-and-coming Instagram stars of our great state.
Oh, God.
Dan, we'll do it again next week. We're going to change it to a Thursday. We can't wait.
Oh, brilliant. Knock us. Bump us back.